Here we will explore the true facts about Ben Crow, CFP, CFA, CPA, MOUSE. Wow, a real Poindexter, Ben. Unlike most children who first utter mama or dada, Ben Crow's first words were A, B, and C. Yes, as an infant, Ben Crow developed a fixation with letters that he never outgrew. One merely needs to look at his business card to see how this obsession has grown exponentially over the years. Kind of amusing when you think about it, being CPA, CFA, and CFP. You'd think he'd be better with numbers than letters, but alas, that is how Ben Crow do.
Pretty impressive, huh?
That is.
Not as good as a mustache, but...
Yeah. The trifecta. That is the trifecta of
that
finance,
the
personal
threat.
Finance.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
Ben doesn't like attention very much.
Yeah. All right. So let's. We've got an interesting article and question to discuss here. So Bill W. writes, I have recently read a few articles questioning the suitability of equities for long-term investing. It appears that there is a relatively new school of thought championed by Zvi Bodhi that claims equities are simply too risky for long-term investment. Could you provide your perspective regarding the suitability of equities? If equities are not a good choice, is now really a good time to invest in bonds or bond funds? This is... Wow. On the surface, this looks like a guy that was out for some money and wrote a book about a topic that no one would dare touch because I don't see any logic behind it.
Well, if you read into what he's talking about, Mr. Bodhi has actually been doing this for quite a while. He's been championing this. It's not a new thing. I think several decades he's been talking about this.
Yeah.
But what he says is instead of saving 10% of your earnings, you should find a way to save 20 or 30. You should also not expect to retire at 65.
Why not 90?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever you can do. His thing is, as long as you're above the subsistence level of income, that you can save anything in excess of that. Of course, you're going to have to cut out quite a few things in your life. Some of the niceties, as Charlie alluded earlier, nobody really wants to wait for their reward. Everybody wants it right now, and that's kind of what he says. And if you are willing to do all of those things, then you can...
Then you don't have to take any risk.
Right. And I
well,
guess,
sure. If you could just put all your money in a CD
right.
and you had enough, that's fine.
Right.
Then you don't need stocks. Stocks are just going to grow your net worth,
well,
you know, potentially even more.
He goes a step beyond the CD. Actually, he talks about... TIPS, which are Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, which means that they earn a small portion of return, usually around 1%, plus the expectation for inflation, and that is adjusted from, I think it's quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now you're talking about a 2% return annually on your invested capital, mm-hmm. which obviously significantly decreases your total returns overall. I mean, if you look at history, while there is volatility in stocks, you can see that you can history has shown us over the last almost 100 years.
Let's take a piece of that history. All right, 20-year rolling returns. All right, there's if you look at 68 periods of time, how many times have long-term bonds been the number one performer in that? Out of those 68,
long-term bonds, corporate. It looks like long-term government bonds were one time out of 68.
One time out of 68
periods, right?
So
that's a 20-year span, 68 times back through history.
Well, a couple of the points that Zvi Bodhi is looking at. So one, they write in their article that they're concerned about individuals who have quite a bit of stock exposure that have fall victim to bad timing from the perspective of when they retire. You know, someone let's say, who was an investor from the early 80s to the late 90s and then retired,
right,
has a much different picture of retirement than someone who retired at the end of 2008, right after a huge crash in the stock market, if all their money was in equities. But, you know, that certainly discounts planning that we do for clients and certainly others do, that you really would never want all of your money in stocks,
right,
if you needed some of it. So I don't really see his point there. The other point they make is that the 30-year period from 81 to 2011, bonds had an annual rate of return of 11.5%, stocks 10.8%. So when
right,
you look over the last 100 years, let's say, stocks – do more than double what long-term bonds do.
Well, let's look at that.
But
time
why
period,
did that
though?
Time period
right,
do that?
Yeah.
It was an unprecedented, you know, fall in interest rates from,
right,
you know, back when mortgages were in the teens and long-term bonds were, you know, wherever they were, but they were in the teens as well, all the way down to where they are now, which is, you know, almost zero.
Right. The fallacy is to think that's going to continue.
Right. I mean, so what is a bond? You know, what
right,
is a bond and what is a stock? A bond is, you know,
it's a contractual obligation.
I'm going to loan
yeah,
money to Troy, and
right,
he's going to pay it back to me at some point in the future, and he's going to pay interest along the way. Well, the value of that really is only going to change while we're holding the contract if rates change.
Right.
You know, equities are there to have ownership in a income-producing asset over the long run. They are designed to go up in value
right,
over time. There's a reason the stock market goes up about 85% of the time. Yes, when it goes down, it can go down hard.
Right.
And if that happens the day before you retire, you might be in bad shape, which is why
if
the planning we do here at Hensler is really to take that issue more or less off the table for you, which is why we've always preached our 10-year rule. That's what we implement for all of our clients' financial plans.
Because so we want that spending money
right,
safe, right?
Meaning that whatever money you need from that nest egg that this author is worried about for the next 10 years, we keep that out of the stock market. The rest of it stays in the stock market because we still believe that good, high-quality equities are going to be a better growth vehicle than fixed income.
Right.
But for the next 10 years, it's fine to hold fixed income to supplement your other income sources. And then we roll that forward throughout a client's retirement. We actually start that process, you know, 10 years or sometimes more. Even before that, for our clients in anticipation of retirement.
Right.
So I don't see any validity to their argument. I would completely ignore this article and do not
right,
abide, you know, follow this guy's advice.
unless you're willing to save 50% of your income and retire when you're 90.
And this article
I guess
was
maybe that
from,
would be the only time it seems valid.
Yeah. What was the date? March 2012. What's the equity market return since March 2012?
Right.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, in 2013, we know that
it was
32%.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And that's an outsized return. But, I mean, the thing is, as earnings grow, your equity is going to grow.
Right.
And we've got a long history of seeing how that works.
All right. Well, don't forget to send your questions in if you have any during the week, and we'll be glad to address those on the radio show. And we are always here to help you. Our toll-free number is 1-855-429-9166. We've enjoyed being with you today.
It's been fun.
And,
slice of heaven, as they say.
Slice of heaven.
That's right.
That's right. Thanks for joining us.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.